one of the great privileges as we're discovering who we are in the spirit and being present in our spirit man here on earth is very powerful. And so those songs, when you're in the spirit, and they're incredible words to be praying for the body of Christ, to know the love and to be led and to encourage, etc. But this last song, if you can just imagine being with all the, in the heavenly realms, and everybody's celebrating the birth of Jesus. And here we are together with all the heavenly hosts declaring the name of Jesus and just proclaiming, decreeing these words. See, that's singing in the spirit. It's not just this is we're doing warfare. We're doing so much at the moment in seeing the kingdom of God advancing. And that's the joy of just connecting and understanding what it is to be present in the spirit and to be able to just minister whatever we've got to minister. So, Father, thank you again that we could together with the heavenly hosts, with the angels, we could together with the saints, we could together all over the world just to declare the name above every other name. We can imagine the birth of your son Jesus and all the angels declaring. We can imagine the saints of old just looking and marveling and declaring and worshiping. And we just thank you that we can join in to a celebration of just declaring the incredible name of Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you for the privilege again of decreeing this over the nations as we just participate with your spirit this morning. And we give you praise for this. Amen. Amen. Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. This is the account of the birth of Jesus and how the angel came and communicated and also ministering to Joseph as well concerning what is taking place. And the angel was speaking to Joseph because he had in his heart to now to divorce her quietly. But he, after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child, and they will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now, those were the good memory. Last Christmas we spoke about the name Jesus. This Christmas we're speaking about Emmanuel. Have you put it together? So next Christmas we'll have another aspect to this. We've been looking over the past couple of weeks now just about this incredible action of God. We call it grace. It's God's action. It's what God has done. We've used the word favor, we've used the word of his goodness, his kindness, we've used the word of unmerited favor. And in the Greek mindset, in the Hebrew mindset, it's a picture of God leaning forwards. He's not holding back, he's generously leaning forwards and just giving himself to mankind. And that is the picture of this incredible grace of God, who He is. Despite what we have done, etc., He has made a plan. He is doing it on our behalf in His Son Jesus, and He's leaning forward because it's in His nature to bless people. It's in His nature for people to come into His life and to know Him. That's His nature. That's who He is. And that's the heartbeat of God. And so we've been looking at this reality of grace. We've also touched a little bit of some of the manifestation of this grace of God. And all of us hopefully can experience the manifestation of being born again. That's the manifestation of His grace. For I think all of us can connect to the manifestation of a relationship with God. It's real. God is real. We can connect to the manifestation of the Holy Spirit living within us and that fellowship and the reality of the life of God within us. All of this is the manifestation of this incredible grace, what God has done in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. Some of us can experience a manifestation of just the peace and the joy. There's so many things that we can describe as the evidence of this incredible grace of God, what He has given to us through His Son Jesus, this reconciliation, this oneness, this hope, this eternal life, the forgiveness of sins. That's all manifestation of what God has done. And also, if we can go back, we also looked at that all of this was before the foundation of the earth. The grace has always been in Christ, has always, God is God. Grace has always been Him, who He is. And already Christ was slain before the foundation. So although it only came into the fullness when Jesus was born. And that's what we've been looking at in John chapter 1 and verse 14, 15, 16 and 17. But here in Matthew chapter 1, this connecting, this flow, we see in an amazing thing taking place where we see the name Emmanuel. And we read over here that He says to Joseph, the virgin will be with child and you will give birth to a son and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, we need to just go back to the literal language here. And you will call him the name Emmanuel. Now that's very important because his name is not just Emmanuel. Now the word call is the same as to be. So He is God with us. It's not just the name God with us. He is God with us. And now you can start seeing in the reality of just who Christ Jesus is, we start to experience what we saw there in what grace is all about, God giving Himself to mankind, Emmanuel. So Emmanuel, just the revelation of God with us, is like such a entry point for you and I to go and explore what grace is all about. The fullness of truth and grace that comes through Jesus Christ, that we have now have access by faith into this incredible grace. So our journey, our reality here in the manifestation of the grace of God is discovered in the very name, Emmanuel, God with us. That's profound. When we start to really meditate and begin to experience all this that is taking place. So there's many, many scriptures, but But we see there in John 3, 16, 17, and 18, where we start to see that for God so loved the world that He gave His Son Jesus Christ. So for God so loved the world that He gave Himself, Emmanuel, to mankind. Because it's Him leaning forward. It's not His will for any to perish. It's not His will for any to be condemned. He did not send His Son to condemn, no, but to save the world. So we're starting to experience as we learning how to pray from a position being in the Spirit for our communities, for our families. We're starting to enter into the powerful reality of what God's grace is all about, what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. What about Emmanuel? All of a sudden now, we're praying in the name of Jesus. He's called Emmanuel, God with us. And all of a sudden, when we start to, by faith, connect, but God, you're with us, what happens to the mountains? What happens to the obstacles? What happens to the unbelief? What happens to all these things? Suddenly there's a faith rising within us because we're participating in God's provision in His Son, Jesus Christ. So the word Emmanuel is very, very powerful. But also when we look at this, we go back to John chapter 1 where the word became flesh. The incarnation of Christ is vital. Because here we see something about God who is spirit, Jesus is spirit, Holy Spirit is spirit. And all of a sudden we start to see how spirit became flesh. Now what's so important about this is that not once did Jesus not be fully God. And in this miracle of this incarnation of Christ where you see the divine nature and the human nature in perfect unity, in union. That's important. Because now we're starting to understand when we go back to that very other verse there, His name will be called Jesus to save us from our sins. So now we're starting to understand in the reality of this divine miracle of incarnation where Jesus, He is fully human and fully divine. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of man. He's God with us. And all of a sudden we go back to, remember years back when we spoke about redemption. We spoke about the Kinsman Redeemer. Let's refresh. The Kinsman Redeemer is a relative. It's a blood relative that had the privilege and the responsibility to come and help a family member in need, to come and rescue a family member if he's in danger, to come and deal with the debt that that family member is in because they couldn't pay something, so they've sold themselves as a slave and that, to come and redeem the property. But it had to be a family member. So here we have God who is spirit. We that have messed up like crazy and we're enslaved to the sin, etc. And all of a sudden you see Kinsman Redeemer, Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus to save the people from their sin. Redeemer. And He comes in the form of human flesh as a man. And this is why when we start to look at scriptures like in Hebrews, and we see, let me just read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, He too shared in their humanity so that by His death He might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who with all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but Abram's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become the merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews chapter 4, and we see there in verse 14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, just Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So this is the most incredible truth that you and I have, because there's no other idol, there's no other God, there's no other religious figure that people follow and worship that is fully God, fully man. There's nothing else that is able to meet the real deep need of humanity. only the Son of God, the Son of Man. Fully God, fully man, who took on our very nature, yet without sin. So that He alone could redeem us from everything that sin has done in our lives. That's our Savior. That's the grace of God. So when we go back to 2 Corinthians, and we look there at chapter 5, and we look there at verse 18, and we see over there that it was God Himself in His Son reconciling the world back to Himself, the grace of God. Kinsman Redeemer, my name is Jesus to save the people from their sin. But I'm Emmanuel, God with us, because you couldn't do it yourself. I had to come myself, holy, perfect, sinless, to be the Savior, to redeem you from all your sins, so that you can be reconciled back to the Father. And it carries on, God not counting their sin against them. And we have now become the righteousness of God. This is the Son of God that was born, that we're celebrating. He is the one who took on the flesh so that He can be our Kinsman Redeemer to save us and take us out of slavery and bring us into the family of God, the Kingdom's Redeemer. In our worship, in our walk with God, as I've said, there's no one, there's no other religion. Allah cannot meet the deep needs of humanity. The whole sacrificial system with whatever religions are cannot do that. You and I, because of the grace of God, because God came in the flesh, you and I are able to get that deep need of salvation sorted out. Only Him. And this is why at this time there's an emphasis for you and I to be able to come to the throne of grace. Because of our Lord Jesus who identifies, who sorted all our problems out. And in Him, there is the grace. In Him, there is the healing. There is whatever the provision that He has made is in His Son Jesus. And He's calling us to be able to continually come to Him, to live in what He has done. And as I shared last Sunday, and you will find this, that many, many times now, as we're going on this journey, the focus will be how bad we are, how all our faults will be highlighted, etc. People will speak over you, and that, those words will be like a sticky volume, a vomit that sticks on a person. And you will struggle to get those thoughts out. You will struggle to get all those things off you. And that only the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of God, as He washes us with His Word, as you get renewed in these areas, to really know, but in you, Jesus, this is who I really am. And that's where the grace realm is, in Christ. And us to walk in Christ, that's where the grace of God is. That's the flow of grace of the Holy Spirit in what Christ has done, who He is, our Kinsman Redeemer. We couldn't pay our debts. We couldn't save ourselves. But then there came the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ. He came and fully man, fully God. For all you theologians over here, the theological word that we use here is called hypostatic union. There you go. It's where the union of two natures are so united in the one person, Jesus Christ. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ. Fully God, and that's why you and I in Christ Jesus, we connect with God. But also we can relate with Him and receive knowing Him and really allowing Him to minister to us. We can be like family because fully man, fully God. That's our Lord Jesus. So today as we're just celebrating the amazing grace of God, it's for us it's a, I think we're entering into something so profound to understand Emmanuel, God with us. To understand when Jesus said, when I leave you, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit and I and the Father will come make our dwelling within you. It's an amazing time that we are learning how to be present in the Spirit, who we are in the Spirit, in Christ Jesus, and to live in the Spirit, but present in the world, but from living in our Spirit identity here in the world. just like Jesus. Many times what's taking place, we're not present. We're present in the flesh, but we're not present as in this world in the spirit. And that's what this is all about now. To be able to connect with Jesus, fully God, fully man, and to be able to learn as he lived in the spirit, but present in this world. We are in him. And we are able to start to learn how to do that. So that's the way forwards for us as we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. Emmanuel, God with us. His name is Jesus. Emmanuel, the Kinsman Redeemer, to save us from our sin. Father, we want to celebrate, and as we just have communion this morning with you, we want to come and just acknowledge you sending your Son. Great, such an incredible occasion for humanity. You know, we have these astronauts to speak about one small step for mankind and all those things. But God, the birth of Jesus is a magnificent, magnificent or powerful action of yours. And we thank you that as you share with us and open up the depth of Emmanuel, what it means to be you, God with us, you with us in your Son Jesus. And to now learn what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you that that's going to open up and there's going to be a faith. And we honor you for that. We're going to learn when the writers speak about whatever we do, whatever we say, we do it in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you for that. So as we eat, we celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate when you said to the Father, offerings and sacrifices you do not desire, but a body you have prepared for me, here I come to do your will. And we celebrate that only your sacrifice was perfect to deal with humanity. So we break the bread, we drink the blood, the wine, just celebrating you. And we ask Holy Spirit that this will become so big in us that we will be established in this for the glory of our Father in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.